A company associated with a religious group called the Ra'alians has announced the birth of what it claims is the first cloned human. A scientist with the company says the healthy baby girl, which it's calling Eve, was born yesterday. Brigitte Boisselier, the head of CloneAid, spoke at a press conference this morning in Hollywood, Florida.
The process, the technique that we have been using is very close to the one that has been described for Dolly, the sheep, but adapted to human cells.
NPR's Joe Palca was at the press conference. Joe, what more was said about the baby's birth?
Well, we learned a few details. The baby was born yesterday at 11:55 a.m. in an undisclosed country, so that's the local time, wherever that happened to be. The baby's a girl. She weighs 7 pounds. Her mother is a 31-year-old American, and the baby is a clone of the mother. The father in this case, or the husband of the woman who had the baby, is infertile, and so the couple decided to clone the mother. And that's all we know right now.
No proof offered that the baby is a clone?
In a word, no. Everybody at the press conference was asking for proof. We thought we might see a videotape. We thought we might hear from somebody. We thought we might see a picture. There was none of that. What Dr. Boisselier has done is she said, look, I know none of you are going to believe me, or excuse me, none of you is going to believe me that a clone was born. So what we've done is we've asked a freelance journalist named Michael Gillen from formerly of ABC News to convene a group of experts to assess the proof. So he and one scientist are going to fly or drive or however has to get there to where this baby is, and they're going to take samples of the baby's DNA and the mother's DNA and then bring them back to this country and send them to labs to be evaluated, and they expect in 8 or 9 days to have some kind of proof that the baby really is a clone.
Like there could be any suspicion about a group that believes life on Earth was created by extraterrestrials?
Well, yes, I don't. I suspect that that has something to do with the skepticism that has sort of followed this whole thing. You know, the thing is, Bob, that even though it's even though the circumstances are strange, as Dr. Boisselier said in that tape you played, the techniques, at least as you could do it, you know, the techniques have been described by scientists. So the fact that others haven't tried it doesn't mean it's not possible. But yes, there is a lot of skepticism about what's going on here.
Well, what would it take to convince scientists the baby was cloned?
Well, in this particular case, I think what it would take is an exact DNA match. Because in this particular case, as I said, the baby is a clone of the mother. So in every respect, both the nuclear DNA, which is the DNA that contains most of the genes that make us who we are, plus another small part of DNA called mitochondrial DNA, will be identical, because mitochondrial DNA is inherited through the mother. So the mother got her mitochondrial DNA from her mother, and this child should have the same. So they should be identical in every respect, and I think if they can show that, people will be very convinced.
NPR's Joe Palca in Hollywood, Florida.